The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in, John rather, in London. Adam's not with us, John Adley in London. Theresa May at the G20 summit, I think she's equal to whatever they throw at her, I can tell you, John.
Yeah, there's no messing with Theresa, I reckon.
Nah.
Alan, good morning to you. Yeah, it's her first outing on the world stage. She did very well standing alongside the other world leaders at the G20 summit in China, which is still going on, of course. But she is facing quite a lot of questions about Brexit. She's been saying all summer Brexit means Brexit. I think she's got to kind of move forward now and put a bit of detail, a bit of meat on the bones, but very short on detail at the moment. But quite a few warnings from the other world leaders. Barack Obama, all very friendly, shaking hands, but said, OK, I don't want to punish Britain. You're not going to go to the back of the queue, even though that's what he did say a few weeks ago. But he says, I'm going to talk about the European Union first, about the Pacific countries. Maybe Britain aren't going to be first in line. So Theresa May has got to forge some good deals with these other countries if we're not going to fall behind. And Japan, they've been saying that, you know, there are thousands of jobs, as we know, with Japanese car makers here. Maybe they'll pull those jobs out. So there's a hell of a lot in her in-tray as the autumn comes along, Alan.
And including Australia. She's wanting to do a bilateral free trade deal with Australia. What's this huge sculpture?
Yeah, it's just been burning on the banks of the River Thames. Actually, I saw it the other day as I was on a river trip with my daughter last day of the summer holiday. And on these two barges, they've reconstructed the London skyline of the 17th century, all in wood, depicting what it would have looked like before the Great Fire of London, which was still raging 350 years ago today. So huge crowds gathered on the banks of the Thames this evening. They set the sculpture alight, which seems a bit of a shame, but it's the culmination of all 4 days of celebrations and commemorations marking the Great Fire of London.
It's amazing what they can do, isn't it? Amazing. Recreating something 350 years ago, including a fire. Well done, John.